This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. James Good of Sultan, Washington is the world's third best Pokemon player. He beat 172 world-class Pokemon players in Vancouver, Canada last month. He was competing in the official Pokemon Trading Card World Championships. James Good, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, what's up? I'm glad to be here.
For those who don't know, could you give us a brief explanation? What is Pokemon?
So Pokemon is short for pocket monsters in Japanese, and they're these little creatures that do battle. I guess myself, I would be considered a trainer technically, and the Pokemon card game, you're just trying to build a 60-card deck to compete with other players.
James, how long have you been playing Pokemon?
Actually, I got into it as a kid, but then I took some time off. I just got back into it about 18 months ago, so this was my rookie season.
How old are you now?
I'm 27 now. I got into it, I would say, probably about 15 years ago when the craze hit when it first came to America. I've been a fan for about 15 years, but I just got back into it about a couple years ago.
Well, that's impressive that in your rookie year in this kind of competition, you got to third in this championship. How did you do that?
It would be a combination of hard work and luck, I would say. A little bit of luck anyways. I built a really consistent deck to play in the tournament, and I really knew my deck inside and out, and I was happy with a lot of the choices I made. But I would be crazy if I said that there weren't times where I did get lucky and I got the cards I needed exactly when I needed them to win a couple of my tougher matchups.
Okay, we all understand luck, but where does skill come into play in Pokemon? What skills do you exercise to be good at it?
So first off, you have to really know all the cards that are in format, and you have to know the insides and outs of every deck that you could face. You also have to build a strategy from the very first turn of how you're going to beat your opponent, how you're going to conserve your resources, and also you have to know a little bit of math. You want to try and hit some magic numbers in order to knock out your opponent's Pokemon.
Can you buy yourself a winning hand? I mean, if you have a lot of money, can you just buy the best cards and win that way? How much you talked about skill and math, and you talked about luck, but can you also buy your way to success?
No, you can't buy your way to success, because even if you spend the money on the most expensive cards, you still have to know how they react together and how to use them together. And for what it's worth, my deck cost about $800 to build, because I run one of the rarest cards in the game that was a promo card. But in contrast, the world champion, Jason Kleszynski, who's now the game's only third-time world champion, his deck only cost him about $100 to build. So you can spend a little bit of money, or you can spend a lot of money. It just depends on how well you know your deck.
So I don't play Pokemon, but I played chess in my time, and there's an aggressive player, or there's a defensive player. There's all kinds of styles of playing. Are there different styles of Pokemon players?
Yeah, there definitely are, and I guess that would be more with the there'd be two kinds. There'd be the decks, which can range from aggressive to defensive. And then there's players who choose to either take more calculated risks, or some players just play recklessly to try to attack as fast as possible, for example. I would label myself as a moderate player. I do like to take calculated risks, but at the same time, if there's a plan that I can employ that would involve me spending a less amount of resources, I would definitely take that over just playing aggressively.
Can you bluff in Pokemon?
Yeah, you can bluff in Pokemon, and that's interesting. There are certain cards in the format which hurt your opponent. There are cards like a one that makes them shuffle their whole hand into their deck and then draw a certain number of cards equal to the amount of prize cards they have left. And that's a really big card at the end of the game, and you kind of want to bluff your opponent. You know, you want them to think that you don't have that card, but if you do have that card, it's obviously very powerful, and it can shut them down and prevent them from attacking.
James, are you going to train so you'll do even better the next time in the Pokemon Trading Card Game World Championships?
So, coming in third means that I already have my invite to play in next year's World Championship, and most people would be content with just taking the year off, you know, having a good time with their friends, not taking the game so competitively. I plan on going even harder this year than I went last year. I'm already planning my trips to California and Houston in October to play in the regional championships. And I'm planning on playing in just as many events, if not more, than last season.
Do you play Pokemon every day to stay in shape, James?
Yeah, I play a couple hours a day, usually online. There's some great programs out there that let you test with your friends and let you build decks and see if things work and see if things don't work. So, yeah, I try to play online at least a couple hours a day, and then on the weekends I play just about every Saturday and Sunday.
You know, I noticed that in video games, there's actually pretty good prizes now for champion video game players. Can you make any money being a championship Pokemon player?
Yeah, so in the card game, so for my third place finish, I got a $5,000 scholarship. I got a paid trip to Washington, D.C. next year, which is where we're all held. I got a card that's worth about $2,000. There's only six of them in the world. And then I got about $3,000 worth of other prizes and exclusive cards.
Sweet.
So there's definitely some money to be made. Actually, coming up in Chicago is the first ever unsanctioned Pokemon tournament where players are paying a buy-in to play. And so, yeah, there's definitely some money to be made there. And that end of the spectrum is really looking up in terms of where the game's headed.
Wow, that sounds like the World Series of Poker. So I have to buy your way into this Pokemon tournament.
There's definitely some interest for players to participate and put up some money to play this game. So I'm really excited the direction that Pokemon and just the player base in general is headed.
James Good, congratulations on your third place showing and best of luck in the future.
Thank you. I won't settle until I'm the very best. I love being third place, and I'm going to enjoy being an ambassador of the game. But I would be lying if I said that my goal wasn't to be the best in the world. So I'm going to keep going for that.
James Good of Salton, Washington, the world's third best Pokemon player. He beat 172 Pokemon players in Vancouver, Canada last month. He was competing in the official Pokemon trading card game World Championship.